This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Of people all together to transform your thought process for the day. Wake up and smell the routine of the DJV show. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, all of us here. I'm Doug Steffen to present you a good day as much as possible, given the setting in which we work. We're not here to sell you on ideas. We're here just to bring you up to date, and maybe you'll get an idea or two by listening to the thought process. Let's start with Victoria's overview of some of the trending stories.
Well, the Statue of Liberty is a trending story this morning because typically on summer days, especially the 4th of July, 22,000 people visit the Statue of Liberty every day. And a whole big chunk of them were denied access yesterday because a woman somehow climbed the Statue of Liberty all the way up to the sandals, which is pretty high up, and she was protesting the children being separated from their families at the border
in Texas.
Not inside. Outside, yes, all the way. She sat on the sandals right by the bottom of the gown that the Statue of Liberty wears, and so she was there for many hours, and New York Police Department had to bring in a special team that's trained with climbing gear and things like that to try to reach her, and eventually they were able to get her to succumb to them, and then they strapped her into some ropes and took her down. But it was a bad day for business for the Statue of Liberty. There were so many tour groups planning on seeing the statue and to be in New York for the 4th of July fireworks, so a lot of people were disappointed that they didn't get to go. She was apparently part of a group that was a planned protest from a group called Rise and Resist. However, the leader of the group said that she was supposed to be part of the protest, but no one knew that she was going to be climbing the Statue of Liberty. Police are still trying to figure out how she made it up to that first level to climb up, because it's not an easy climb at all. So they think that she had some help, that a few people hoisted her up to that first level, and then she started climbing from there. But this is not something that you hear about, like, ever.
It's not easy to do. You look at the outside,
easy.
The skin of the...
Yeah, exactly. And how do you get the idea? I'm really mad about immigration. I'm going to go climb the Statue of Liberty. Like, does that come after that statement? Well, they were already there protesting at the base and holding signs, you know, about ICE and things like that. So she was already there, and I'm sure that's where she got the idea. But yeah, when you stand there next to the statue and you look up, very few people think, I'm going to climb that. That's not something that most people think. So she is in custody, and the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York is pending charges and possible trespassing, disorderly conduct, and interfering with government functions. So
the U.S. Attorney is Paul Giamatti, by the way, if you watch the show Billions.
Right.
That's his role.
All right, Victoria.
Yes. And in other trending news, across the pond, two people, it's a couple, have apparently been poisoned by the same nerve agent that was used in that Russian attack. And these tests have been done on two people who were found unconscious in their home, and it was determined that they were poisoned by the same nerve agent that the Russian spy and his daughter were poisoned by earlier this year. And the discovery, of course, is now they're trying to figure out what the connection is between the two, if there is any connection at all. The town is 7 miles south, 7 miles from Salisbury, where the former Russian and his daughter were also found. So in March, so they're trying to figure out what's going on. This couple was Dawn Sturgis, who's 44, and Charlie Rowley, who was 45, and they're still alive. They remain in critical condition, and counterterrorism police have taken over the investigation to see what's behind this. But it's very odd that the same nerve agent was found in both.
Huh.
Maybe they're spies, and we don't know it.
Aha! That could be. Well, there are a lot of... Again... this time of year, the heat brings out crazy things in people, ideas, thoughts. People want to do things that will somehow or other impact others. Who knows? What? Think about what the only way to really kind of get a spin on things. There are always these people who tell, "Well, this is what this means, and this is what he's thinking." Well, you don't know any of that. But think about how you would react. If you're upset about ICE, if you're upset about the immigration problem, what are you willing to do? What do you say? What do you think? And what are you willing to do in terms of protest to get your point across? Yeah. You are right. Jennifer wants to climb the Statue of Liberty. Yay. Yeah, most people wouldn't do that. So 2 points for you, Jennifer. And so what did you do yesterday to celebrate the birthday of America? Jennifer, with you we start. You didn't decide to climb the Statue of Liberty. There's no statues.
No. I tried to refrain. It was hard.
Yeah. All right, so what did you do to celebrate that?
Barbecued at my dad's house, and we watched fireworks and didn't get enough sleep, and that was it. It's been week holidays. Kind of weird. It's like having two Mondays in the same week.
So did you have, where were the Burbank Airport? Where were they wouldn't have that. The planes be coming in.
Tons of fireworks. You'd be so surprised. We just stood up in his gazebo and saw probably, I don't know, at least 8-9 shows from up there. And what was interesting is they took one of the news helicopters, and there's a really cool picture, but it's crazy. There's a news helicopter that just flew over Southern California, and you can see all of the fireworks that are coming up, and they were talking about 90% of them being illegal displays.
Yeah. So, of course.
Yeah.
And most of them are put on by illegal immigrants.
No, most of them are put on illegally in the streets. I don't know if they're illegal immigrants.
Well, that's what I'm saying, In the areas of town where the illegals live. And that's not your house. Your father has an excellent gazebo, well-stocked with pretty much every kind of schlicky that there is. Right?
A schlicky?
Schlicky.
Yeah, what's that?
Alcohol.
Oh.
Schlicky.
My dad has a nice wine collection. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. Well, inside and outside, yes. Lots of stuff there. All right. So that's how Jennifer spent the day. Victoria, what hot stuff did you do yesterday?
Well, we were musical theater nerds last night. We watched 1776, and it was the first time.
Oh, that's right. You said, how'd you like it?
I've seen it before, but Lewis had never seen it, and he loved it. It was great. And it's kind of dorky, but it was such a really awesome reminder of what an amazing story our country has. Our origin story is just so cool. And there were so many things in it that Lewis said, we talked a lot about it after it was over, and there were so many things in it that Lewis said he never knew. And he said, we didn't really learn that there was so much contention and that the South didn't want to sign the Declaration unless the slavery clause was taken out. And he said, we never knew any of that. We didn't learn that. It just sort of seemed like everybody got together and signed, and that was it. And he said, I also had no idea how badly, the horrible shape that our troops were in, if you can even call them that. They were like a ragtag bunch of,
nothing to eat.
Sleep. And
in the rain, they slept outside. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and the letters from George Washington being sent to the Continental Congress and how dismal the reports were. He didn't know any of that.
What it does is underscore the value of a belief or an idea.
Yeah.
And kind of, even though we don't like the Taliban, we don't like Daesh, we don't like all these terrorists, you understand from the perspective a little bit more of human nature, the people who want to change things. And I'm not, again, I think there is a comparison, not for the same reason. They're not doing well. Who knows? Whether in their minds they think it's back to what I said a few minutes ago.
Tyranny?
They're fighting against what they think is American tyranny or Western tyranny. That's what they're doing. It doesn't excuse it. It doesn't make it better. It doesn't make it right. But where are we to put ourselves back into 1760, 1770? Would you go along? Would you have been able to? I mean, it's easy now to look back and be thankful, although most people, I don't even think, give it much thought. They just expect it. We're so entitled here. We expect to have this, that, and the other thing. We're crazy with entitlements. Those people didn't have any entitlements, except they knew they wanted to be free of the tyranny, mostly of the British, not politics so much as religion. Tyrannical, what is now, the Church of England, the church conveniently run by the leaders of the country, by the king and the queen, because they wanted all the power, and they realized what power the religious ideas, or whatever you want to call them, religious, I suppose that's the best word for it, but the power of controlling people's thoughts. And religion does that. Religion controls your mind. It tells you what to think, who to love, who to believe, just whatever. And
Well, it did make me think, though, that every colony or territory, regardless of what empire you were under, it did make me realize the common threads that they probably all feel and share.
Yeah. And today is the same thing as
well.
Well,
Puerto Rico leaped to mind. Yeah. It was one of those things where, you know, in one part, Ben Franklin's talking about, well, you know, how can we be loyal to a king who doesn't give us full rights as British citizens? We're taxed more than anybody else. We don't have the representation. You know, taxation without representation. We're halfway in between. Are we subjects of the king? We have to listen to the king, apparently, but we're not afforded any of the rights that other British people are. And that's exactly pretty much what Puerto Rico has. They don't have voting power, but they're supposed to do everything we tell them to do. It's very similar. And any territory, whether any other
the District of Columbia may be the same way. A lot of people in
could be,
D.C.
Yeah.
don't feel like they have the rights, the privileges,
right.
because they aren't really an official anything.
Yeah. Right.
They're in limbo.
That's exactly
man.
It.
Yeah. Strange, but true. But how much of that can we reflect down on and give any of the terrorists a pass? I don't know that we give them a pass, but we maybe understand a little better how they think. Not that we have to agree with it, but that's kind of all that protesting and all of that dis-ease comes from being unhappy. We're flying back then. You go back centuries, millennia. We are the instincts that have been given to us by our Creator are that we want to be free. Look at the animals; they all want to be free. Most mammalians want to be free. I don't know if the reptilians also want to be free or not. If they think about it, but most don't want to be.
Iguanas in Florida probably want to be free.
Yeah, right.
It's the goldfish that like the aquarium.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay, I have to remember that. Meanwhile, here at the ranch, people are thinking about their own human behavior and behavior at this time of year in terms of eating and drinking. Not necessarily are you doing the best things for your body, and that can have a collective effect, especially if you, in fact, have not been eating well, then you're adding to the problem. So it's time for you to sign up for Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea. Interesting name, isn't it, huh? It changes the way your body will work. I started drinking Life Change Tea about 4 months ago, and I can tell the difference. I can feel the difference in how my body operates. Can't tell you how much more energy I have, how much more strength I have. And the heat, even though it's oppressive, isn't bothering me the way it used to. That's how I can tell. A couple of people on the farm got sick the last 3 or 4 days because of the heat working out there, not giving themselves enough liquids. It's very important to do all of that and to nourish your body with the liquids at the same time. So, if you are suffering from the heat, it has depleted your nutrition, depleted your body, depleted your resources. If you're run down, go to getthetea.com. Getthetea.com. You can drink it cold. You can drink it warm. It have same impact. It's going to clean all the things out of your body, the toxins, the parasites, all the things that make you sick. Drink it every day. Go to getthetea.com because you can't get it in any stores. Getthetea.com. Use the discount code DJV and get it delivered free. Getthetea.com for a Life Change Tea.
Ryan! I don't know how else to say this, so I'll just say it!
What is it, Linda?
I think we should see other people!
Are you breaking up with me? On a roller coaster?
Well, we do have a lot of fun! Maybe we should stay together!
An emotional roller coaster? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
I just need a little me time!
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Help. Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hour. Here we are on the DJV program. Doug and Jennifer and Victoria focusing on entertainment and music. Well, I suppose entertainment in the form of television. Sometimes we talk about the movies. Actually, I went to see, it was hot. I was finished delivering hay. Nobody around yesterday, so I went to see Mr. Rogers and cried.
How was it? I wanted to see it.
Mr. Rogers, it was the story that needs to be told about something that should be going on now. He should live forever in the hearts and minds of children.
People give him a lot of credit for integrate. I mean, he had integration going on when that was not popular, wasn't it?
He had the one fabulous example. There was a picture. He would take things that were going on in the news and help children understand, from the death of Bobby Kennedy to race relations and riots. He had a colleague that was on the show with him, a black guy who turned out to be gay, that he was, the demonstration was, it was a hot day, and he was cooling his feet in a little pool on the set. And so he invited his black friend to come in and sit down and take off his shoes and socks and put his feet in this water to cool him off as a demonstration of why it's okay to have somebody with black skin and white skin in the same pool. Because that particular summer, there were lots of people that showed pictures of a guy who had a pool in some public place. I don't know if there's a hotel or something. He owned the hotel. And blacks were in the pool with whites, and he brought out some kind of acid and put it in the water to get the blacks out of the water.
Ugh.
That kind of stuff went on. He made comments about the war, how to understand war and that sort of thing. I didn't realize that he was an ordained minister. If I knew that, it escaped me. But his imagination and his simplicity. You know, we get all worked up. We think we've got to have, in order to keep people entertained or keep them focused on what's going on, we've got to do all kinds of razzle-dazzle stuff. That show certainly proved you didn't have to do that. And his family was the same as he was. The people around him believed in what he was doing. I didn't realize he was a registered Republican all of his life. How far would that go if people knew it today? It didn't. Well, I could hear when there was a gasp when somebody, yeah, the points are made about who he is and what he is, ordained minister, Republican.
Advocated for funding for children's public television,
yeah,
too.
Right.
So, that would be surprising. Yeah. Think about it. Traditionally, the Republican Party doesn't like public television.
Yeah. Well, I love public television. I don't think the public should be supporting it through their tax dollars. The public should be supporting it the way it supports it. I mean, I've been through that 100 times. I'm not going to besmirch the story of Mr. Rogers in this way at this time. But it's just a fabulous way for you to get a focus on what we need more focus on today. Love, caring, sharing, the idea that we're all created equal, the lessons. We certainly need another Mr. Rogers today. We certainly, I don't know whether they're playing those shows back or not, but the guy, he really had it. And I remember watching him a little bit. There are 1,794 episodes of that show.
Wow.
And they've got to be, I don't know why they should run them every day. And they made sort of comments about the people who made fun of him, whether it was Johnny Carson or Eddie Murphy, and, you know, it brought it all together, frankly, for me. I think it's something everybody, no matter what your age, should go see. Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. So there, I've taken up all the time talking about that experience, but it really was a great one, and I hope you'll go see that movie. 28 past the hour here on the DJV Show.
Boxing in between rounds. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Boxers need a rest in between rounds. You would too. You actually do too. You've argued with loved ones. You've probably even had disagreements that lasted or lingered longer than you'd have liked. And maybe you even threw around the phrases, "We've been fighting all day," or "We're fighting right now," to someone else to describe your interaction when you're currently not even fighting. So my advice, give yourself a rest in between rounds. Don't call it fighting when you're not actually interacting. Only define it as arguing, disagreeing, or fighting during the exact moments that your disagreement or argument or fight lasts. And if you do that, you might just be surprised to see that not only does avoiding defining your fights in exaggerated ways help your peace throughout your day, it will also help you lessen the intensity of it all while the actual interaction's occurring. For more on healthy communication, visit drchristianconti.com.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-208-1797. That's 1-800-208-1797. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. That's 1-800-208-1797. 1-800-208-1797.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is off for North Korea, leaving today for meetings that will follow up on last month's historic summit between President Trump and North Korea's Kim Jong-un. Pompeo is to spend 2 days in the North, where he's hoping that he and Kim's top aides will be able to come up with an outline for detailed plans to rid the Korean Peninsula of nuclear weapons. In New York City on the 4th, U.S. Park Police say they had to evacuate Liberty Island after a woman protesting Trump immigration policies climbed onto the base of the Statue of Liberty.
Next thing you know, the park rangers, they just came running and just screaming, "Everybody get out, everybody get out." And there were just helicopters just, you know, right above us.
Park police say they were concerned other protesters might be coming to join the woman. And this is USA Radio News.
Money. 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 You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV Show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Podcasts of the DJV Show, yes, they are available every day. DJVShow.com. Thank you, Victoria. She's a very important part of what goes on here. DJV Show with Victoria Keevan, Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen, putting together another great broadcast for your benefit. The people in the news today, starting with Steny Hoyer. How many people remember him? He used to be more important. He is the House Minority Whip.
Yeah, he's the whip.
Important Democrat, but he's not as visible. People spend a lot of time talking about, what's her name, Pelosi. And I thought she was on her way out, too. Isn't there somebody that's supposed to be replacing her? And he was about to be replaced as well with some younger members of the Democratic Party.
He already has been replaced.
No,
well, Pelosi's still in office. Joe Crowley was the whole story in New York City where people thought, oh, he might possibly be the speaker someday, and he's already been replaced by someone else in the last election.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, in terms of Hoyer himself, he's being treated with antibiotics, resting. He's got pneumococcal pneumonia, which people get when they go into the hospital, usually, and they don't often come out. Once you get it, pneumonia kills more people, you know, than anything else. Anything else. And it's
but we're going to hope he's okay,
test.
Right?
Well,
yeah. Oh, he's in there now. He's probably...
Yeah, I know.
Well, but if he suffers the same fate that many others, my point was...
Sure, no, it's dangerous. No, I get it.
But yeah, dangerous to be in the hospital, much as anything else. All right. Other people in the news. Here's the story of Sarah Rose Summers. That ring a bell? That name ring a bell with any of you?
Does not. No.
No. Okay. I hear the bell is ringing.
Yes, it is. She was Miss America. And the last person who competed in the swimsuit competition, she was interviewed yesterday. She came from Nebraska. She was the first Nebraskan to win the pageant. And so she's gone public with her feelings about the swimsuit competition. When a couple months ago, it was announced that there will be no longer any swimsuit competition, right? Mm-hmm. She says it was empowering, which I find interesting. She said, quote, "It's exciting and empowering to be able to confidently stand on a stage in a swimsuit." And she says it takes confidence unlike anything else, true confidence, not just on the outside that you're exuding a look to the judges, but inner confidence, she says. And what do we think?
Well, she's probably right. I think there. You do have to have confidence to go out on the stage like that. But I also think it's unnecessary to be judged on your body when it's supposed to be, I don't know, a competition about your personality.
But it was originally about your body.
Yeah, which is why I think most people are fine with it changing now. If it originally was that, that's great. But I also think when you're, you know, being forced to go on the stage in a bikini, you have to tell yourself, yes, I feel empowered. I feel great about this. Otherwise, you know, why would you do it?
Mm. Right.
I think you kind of have to convince yourself.
Well, putting your body on display, no matter whether it's this, whether you're a bodybuilder, whatever it is, when you stick your whole body out there and it's not much stuff to cover it up, you're being judged. And so what is there about the psychology of people who want folks to accept the work, because it's hard work, whether you're Miss America or whether you're Miss Olympia or whatever, whoever you are, it's a lot of work. So do you do it to get attention? Do you do it to prove to yourself? If you do it to prove to yourself, then you don't have to compete, I suppose.
You can just go to the beach and look good if you want to do it to yourself.
Right, yeah. Gretchen Carlson, who's the chairperson of the Board of Trustees of the Miss America organization, says this is no longer a pageant, it's a competition. And I don't know, we're competing for, I guess, minds and tools and other things, but so is there no longer going to be any physical judgment in this at all?
Yeah, I don't buy that. I don't buy that at all. I think that this is still going to... Look, I don't buy the fact that they're saying that this is not going to be... that this is a competition, not a pageant anymore. I think that they're not going to let in dogs. I don't think they're going to let in ugly women who just have a stunning personality and are smart. I really don't. Do you guys think that? I mean, I think
so
no.
How are they going to bring... Who? How
I
are
think
you
as
now...
much as they want to pretend that this isn't about looks anymore and they're going to take the bathing suits out, they're still judging these women on their appearance, whether they're in an evening gown or in a bathing suit.
And the evening gown competition is still there. Jen's 100% right. This is still, you're being judged for how you look. And then if you sound okay on top of that, that's a bonus. But that's still the point of this whole thing. Call it whatever you want to call it. I do agree that it's not spring break in Daytona, so take the bikini things out. Like, I'm fine with that. I think that's a great move. But at the same time,
in Daytona and spring break?
Well, you know, it's not a wet t-shirt contest. I'm just saying, like, I think we're all done with the bikini stuff, and if not every woman who wants to be in that pageant wants to be in a bikini, they have to in order to compete. So
who judges these contests, men or women or both?
Both.
I don't
like
know anything,
but
I could care less. I think it's just nonsense.
They have usually a celebrity panel of different, you know, different women and men. There's some men in there, too.
There's this whole thing, this waifishness, judging women. I've said this how many hundreds of times on the air, how it is that somebody has defined sexuality as skinniness.
Well, you can blame the fashion industry for that.
Oh, okay.
Because they're the ones who decided that, you know, 6 foot tall coat hangers walking down a runway are the standard of beauty, and that's
so
what
why
dictated
do people go
what
along with
magazines.
It, but why do people go along with it if that's
because
not
that's
really
all
how
we
you
see.
Feel?
Well, it's not. Well, for a long time we did go along with it, and it's been very detrimental to an entire generation of girls, maybe even two generations of girls. Looking at magazines, everybody has this one standard of beauty, and now I feel like we're finally seeing some other body types. I was actually on the J. Crew website yesterday, and they have different models for different body types. So if you want to click on a picture, it says you can explore other body types, so you can see a model who looks more like you wearing the same clothing. I thought, wow, finally. Right. Like, finally, we're seeing some curves here. And then there are pioneers like Ashley Graham.
Ashley Graham, I was thinking of
really,
that.
Really, you know, she's been incredible, and she's really pushed the whole curvy girl and curvy model industry forward.
Doing very well doing it. She still has an overbite.
At any rate, she doesn't.
Let's see, one other woman in the news, Anna Mae Blessing, 92-year-old woman. Anna Mae Blessing.
Yeah, not such a great person, though. Probably.
Charged with first-degree murder, killed her son because she didn't want to be sent to an assisted living facility, which is where he was going to send her. So,
look, you make a deal with your kids, and he reneged.
Yeah.
But at 92, wow.
She had two pistols.
My mom and I were talking about this, and my mom says, look, if she didn't want to go to an assisted living, now she's going to have to go to jail. Like, what is the better situation there? Jeez.
Probably jail.
Probably jail.
Really? No.
Well, this son wasn't going to put her. This son was not going to put her in, like, you know, senior citizen day camp. Like, this was going to be one of those horrible, you know, wards of
really
the state
places.
Type of thing. Yeah, I'd rather be in jail.
So she had two pistols in her bathroom and her bathrobe. She takes the pistols. I shouldn't laugh about it, but it is.
I know, but it is kind of funny.
Funny, right? And the son's girlfriend is there watching.
Ugh.
She said
she
to her
wrestled
son, she
the guns away from her, I guess.
Tired of the way he treated her.
Wow.
Anyway, so the girlfriend, the guns were pointed at the girlfriend, and then she lost the grip of the gun, and she blammed her son. So.
And then she sat in the lazy boy and waited for the police to arrive. She didn't even try to make a break for it.
She's like, I'm not going to outrun these people.
She said to her son, you took my life, so I'm taking yours. Blam, blam, blam.
That's like Jerry Springer status. You know, that's like the moms that say, I brought you into this world and I can take you out.
Right. There you go. She bought the two guns in the 70s. She had one gun and then her husband gave her a pistol. How about that?
Hmm.
All right. I'm not here in the idea department. I'm trying to give people ideas, but if you don't want to go, I guess that's an example of being very dramatic. Let's take a run at the sports news today, ladies. Wimbledon upsets. Victoria, shall we turn to you for that information?
Yeah, there was a double shock at Wimbledon yesterday. Maria Sharapova and Petra Kvitova were upset by qualifier and a player who had lost her last five matches on the grass. Sharapova blew a huge lead, was knocked out by the 132nd ranked Diatchenko, which, hello, when you're like in the top five in the world and then you get knocked out by the 132nd ranked player, that's not good. And Kvitova exited hours earlier than Sharapova against a 50th ranked player. And so Sharapova pulled out of a Wimbledon warm-up in Birmingham last month, and she cited the need to take care of her body, but no one predicted that this champion, she won in 2004, that she would lose to her Russian compatriot at this level. Sharapova had never lost in the first round in 13 previous Wimbledons, so that record's blown. And Kvitova owns two Wimbledon titles already, and many thought that she was going to add a third this year, and however, she just fell apart, I guess, on the court. So this is going now.
Up.
It's sort of up for grabs. Who's
Let me back up to the conversation we were having about the swimsuit and the way the women look there and the increasingly muscular, more the bigger, stronger women, as you see. And the reason that there are Russians involved in this is because the Russians have no stigma on women getting bigger and stronger. But if you look at Serena Williams also, a huge, muscular, very strong woman that are taking over In tennis especially, but there are other sports as well that these bigger and stronger women are competing in, And I can't help but think that the Russians are better now because they, again, as I said, there's no stigma in Russia on women becoming big and strong. And I wouldn't be surprised if they're, you know, how
was
we were talking
ever?
Yesterday. About, well, to the extent now.
If you look at American tennis players, you know, there was Chris Everett. Like, when you go all the way back,
she
everybody
was muscular. And, yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Was. Everybody on the American side was pretty and sort of waifish. And,
yeah.
And I'm not taking away from their accomplishments because Chris Everett won a ton of trophies
yeah.
and stuff. But then when you see someone like Steffi Graf step in from Germany and she's got muscles yeah. and Martina Navratilova, and I think we just had an American, we just, until Serena Williams, for whatever reason, maybe we just don't train as hard for muscle building, but I don't know what it is, but American girls just don't seem to have that same muscle mass
but
that other countries do.
And so is that the way we were talking? I mentioned Miss Olympia, and we were talking about some of these things that put you on display. This is a way of displaying your body without it being completely exposed. And you have to have, you have to, but I certainly have respect for people, especially women, that go against what was the tide. There's less of it now. More women want to be, you hear me talking about that when it comes to what you're doing as you get older and what you do to build up your strength and your muscles. It's very attractive, and it does sort of bring the female figure into the focus, into the fore. And I think you have these people that are working this hard need, I think, there's respect that goes there as much as with the Miss America type of a contest. So, anyway, an observation. Jennifer, Oklahoma
yes.
City Thunder, what about who they're putting on and how much they're paying?
Well, the Oklahoma City Thunder agreed to a one-year deal with Raymond Felton, which will push their franchise into uncharted financial territory. The Thunder will now be the first team in NBA history to hit $300 million between the team payroll and their luxury tax bill. It's surprising that the team would shell out that kind of money, considering that the team didn't even make it into the first round of the 2018 playoffs. However, fans of the team say owner Clay Bennett had no choice but to keep his current high-dollar players like Carmelo Anthony, who's set to make $27.9 million in the 2018 season, plus still fill out the rest of his roster. The NBA announced the 2018-2019 salary cap is set at $101.8 million. The new luxury tax threshold is $103.7 million, so with the Thunder being $36 million over that limit, they have no choice but to pay a lot of money in luxury tax, with some estimates putting their bill at north of $154 million. The previous record was held by the Nets, who owed $90 million during the 2013-2014 season.
Well, what this does is underscore the value of basketball now in
yep.
the public arena.
It's gotten so much more popular.
Right, and they're paying these guys the same as if the football, they're paying football money to basketball stars, and baseball isn't far behind. You look at some of these and what soccer players make in certain parts of the world. But I'm looking at some of the NBA and their draft. You look at some of the money is being paid to these people, $140, $150, $160 million for
yeah,
contracts,
think,
3 or 4 years. It's a lot of dough.
I think the NBA, and I don't know specifically, and Jen, maybe you know, but I think the NBA for the last maybe 5 to 10 years has beaten the NFL in salary caps for sure.
Yeah.
Right. Way like they have, you know, there are certain players that get $23 million, $25 million for one season, and that you don't see that in the NFL.
Yeah.
They have long-term contracts.
You have a couple of big players, and then a lot of people that fill out the roster.
Yeah.
Right.
10 before the hour here on the DJV show.
Everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping. shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Three past the hour, time for the Thursday overview of Tech Talk. And so, for those of you who are trying to crunch info that will affect how you use technology, Victoria is your hero. Victoria Keelan, with a focus first on drones and what that did, what the use of drones did in the 4th of July fireworks.
Yeah.
Someplace around the country. Pretty interesting, Victoria.
Yep, some families this year for 4th of July actually said, get in the car, kids, it's time to see the 4th of July drone show instead of the fireworks show. Towns in California, Colorado, and Arizona, which are all facing another season of droughts and wildfires, they turned to drone shows as a less dangerous alternative to organized fireworks. If you remember, when Lady Gaga did her Super Bowl halftime show, and at this year's Winter Olympics in South Korea, the choreographed drone shows are really incredible to watch. They're these tiny, tiny drones with LED lights. They're computer programmed, so they're all choreographed and coordinated with different color bulbs and things like that. And so they can look super cool. Now, you don't get the boom and the pow of fireworks, but it is a really good alternative. Aspen, Colorado, and certain towns in Arizona have made fireworks outlawed because of the fire risk. Yeah. So drone shows were considered to be the next best thing. However, they do have their setbacks. A drone show that was planned for the Travis Air Force Base outside of San Francisco, which was only an hour south of the Yolo and Napa County fires, that had to be postponed until the 5th because of high winds. So the drones can only fly in winds up to 18 miles per hour, or else they kind of get blown off course, and then it becomes potentially dangerous if they, you know, aren't being controlled. So, and the other downside, though, is one-time drone shows are not cheap. The cost is less per show if they're done over multiple days because the drones are reusable. However, they're still substantially more than fireworks shows because the technology is still new and evolving. But it was pretty cool when you can Google, and if you want to see some of these images, some of the towns that were able to have drone shows for the 4th were very impressive, and they look really cool. And I don't know, I guess kids growing up in this young generation, they may not see fireworks, depending on where they live.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. That's a loss. It's a cultural loss, but I don't know what else. I find fireworks to be, frankly, annoying. And they scare the dogs, and just I couldn't go to sleep last night with my window open because the people in the farm next to me were blowing up stuff at midnight.
Yeah, unfortunately, July 5th is the day that's most active all year for shelters because dogs run away, they get off leash. It's really, really, really dangerous.
Right. You know, I'm not always being facetious.
I know. I agree with you. I know.
Yeah. All right. Here's Instagram releasing their newest feature. Listen up.
The Geek Out.
Instagram continues to add new features to its platform, and the latest is called IGTV. Now, it's built for video creators, and it allows for video files of up to an hour in length to be uploaded and arrives in the form of both a section inside the existing Instagram app and its own standalone app. Looking to provide yet another video platform for anybody wanting to establish themselves as a video personality, IGTV arrives with the ability to deal with videos shot both horizontally and vertically. For launch, there are no commercials, but obviously those will arrive soon, as the actual point of these things is, of course, monetization. Instagram, owned by Facebook, has 1 billion users, so IGTV's future as a YouTube competitor is something to watch.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you 3. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. 3 ways you could save 15% or more.
If you just ran out of ink, your local Staples has your ink in stock and priced low. If you're about to run out of ink, Staples has your ink in stock and priced low. If the last thing you can afford is to run out of ink, your local Staples has your ink in stock and priced low. We're so sure you'll find your ink or toner in stock, but if you don't, you get it for $10 off and delivered free. Always in stock, always priced low. Your local Staples store is your ink and toner authority.
Applies to ink and toner regularly stocked in store only. One $10 discount per customer.
Back to Victoria, and a quick focus on what Volkswagen is doing with the electric car department.
Right. Volkswagen Group is launching a car-sharing service called WE that uses all electric vehicles and will follow in the footsteps of Daimler and BMW, who've kind of operated their own on-demand car rental services for a few years now. VW's car-sharing service will launch in Germany next year and will hit major cities in North America by 2020. The business is designed to do more than car-sharing, though. It's a vehicle on-demand platform. It'll initially focus on cars, but eventually it will include other modes of transportation like scooters, all electric scooters. And Volkswagen showed off 2 electric concepts in March, an e-scooter called the Streetmate and another one called City Skater, and the company describes them as the last-mile electric street surfer, which basically means you can drop your car off wherever you drop it off at certain points, and then you can rent one of these, they call them micro-mobile.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.